Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and I've got a great show for you this evening. We'll be peeking under the covers, if you will, where I'll be featuring songs from the 80s that are covers of songs from the past. I'll then spin the song again, but this time it'll be the version by the original artist. Think of it as an entire hour of Squid Pod trivia. And speaking of Squid Pod trivia, tonight's trivia question has to do with one of the most successfully covered songs of all time. So without further ado, let's start the show. Only two songs have become top 40 hits on the US Hot 100 chart in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. One of them was The Way You Do the Things You Do, originally performed by The Temptations in 1964. The other song also has the added distinction of being the only song to reach the top 40 in the UK in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And for the answer to tonight's Squid Pod trivia question of the week, I think I'll let Bono and the rest of you two take it from here.
Everlasting.
gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Oh yeah. Everywhere I go, you know, bad luck
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. If you're just joining us, we're looking back at the cover songs released during the 1980s and the artists who originally performed them. As usual, we started the show with the answer to tonight's Squid Pod trivia question of the week, which was Everlasting Love. We first heard the 80s cover as performed by U2. That track was originally released as a B-side to All I Want Is You from 1989. We then followed with the original song by Robert Knight from his album Everlasting Love from 1967. George Harrison followed with a great rendition of Got My Mind Set on You from his 1987 release Cloud Nine. The original had a slightly altered name, I've Got My Mind Set on You. That was from James Ray's self-titled album from 1961. This next track is a classic, which I'm sure you'll recognize, but we'll see if you get the original artist correct. We're hogging the covers tonight here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We'll be right back.
I'm so sorry I was blind. She's got it. Yeah, baby.
For nearing a year, the novel coronavirus has taken away our loved ones, co-workers, colleagues, friends, and family. It has taken out thousands of businesses and millions of jobs in its wake. But now there is something very real that you can do to fight back.
For me, for you, for us.
For me, for you, and for us.
It is for me, it's for you. It's for us.
Dr. Kismikia Corbett, a black female virologist with the NIH, helped to develop the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. So do your part. Roll up your sleeve and get vaccinated. And if it's not quite your time, consider participating in a clinical trial. For me, for you, for all of us, it matters.
This message from the Morehouse School of Medicine.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and I hope you're having fun with tonight's featured cover songs from the 1980s. That last set started with the Pet Shop Boys and their 1987 cover of Always on My Mind. They had Elvis Presley's version on their mind, and some of you may have thought of Willie Nelson's number one country take on the track. But the artist who first released that track was Gwen McRae. Gwen released it as a B-side on her 7-inch He's Not You from 1972. You may recognize Gwen McRae from her 1975 hit Rocking Chair. Brenda Lee is occasionally thought of as the original artist, but Lee released her version in June of 72, while McRae's was released in March of 1972. Moving on, Bananarama's first number one hit was Venus from their third album, True Confessions, from 1986. Their version went to number one in multiple countries, but not in their homeland of the UK. The original performers were, of course, Shocking Blue from their 1970 album, The Shocking Blue. Still plenty to get to tonight, folks, so let's keep it moving with a cover that gave Blondie their third number one single, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
like that. No, it's not the things you do that really hurts me bad, but it's the way you do the things you do to me. I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that. No, the tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm gonna be your number one, number one, number one. Every man wants you to be his girl, but I'll wait, my dear, till it's my turn. I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that. No. Rock,
Then, folks, that's going to do it for me tonight. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's selection of cover songs from the 60s and 70s by artists from the 80s here on Songs from the Squid Pod. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. for another look back at the music from the 1980s. A quick rundown of what you heard in that last set. We listened to Blondie's third number one hit, The Tide is High, off of their 1980 release, Auto American. The original version from 1967 followed. That one's from Jamaican artist The Paragons. Keeping the Jamaican sound going, we heard local ska supergroup Steady Earnest performing Rock Steady. That's taken from their 1994 release, Take It, Take It, Take It. I get it that they're not from the 80s technically, but Steady Earnest features Dan Vitale of Bim Scala Bim on vocals. And Bim Scala Bim has been around since the 80s. Aretha Franklin originally wrote Rocksteady for her 1972 album, Young, Gifted, and Black. The last pair of the night started with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Judas Priest, and their cover of Joan Baez's Diamonds and Rust. Priest's cover was featured on their third album, Sin After Sin, from 1977. Baez's original, which we wrapped up the show with, was taken from her 1975 release of the same name. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe and get vaccinated if you haven't already, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
We are the music makers, and we